entering areas hit by deadly floods. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden flew to Kentucky today, touring areas hit hard by flash floods and landslides, blamed for the deaths of at least 37 people, including children.
I promise you, we're staying, the federal government, along with the state and county, and the city. We're staying until everybody's back to where they were.
The president says more than $10 million in federal aid has been supplied to Kentucky, with more on the way. Today's trip is the president's second to the state since taking office last year. He previously visited in December after tornadoes hit the state, killing 77 people. The white father and son convicted of murder in Ahmaud Arbery's fatal shooting after they chased the black man through a Georgia neighborhood have been sentenced to life in prison for committing a federal hate crime. Travis McMichael and his father, Greg, were previously sentenced to life without parole in a state court for Arbery's murder. William Roddy Bryan, a white neighbor of the videotaped the killing and was handed a 35-year federal hate crime sentence in addition to his life sentence in state courts. Singer and actress Olivia Newton-John has died. John, a longtime resident of Australia whose sales topped 100 million albums, died today at her Southern California ranch. Her husband, John Easterling, writing on Instagram and Facebook, asking that everyone please respect the family's privacy during this very difficult time. She had 14 top 10 singles just in the U.S., won 4 Grammys, starred with John Travolta in Greece, and with Gene Kelly in Xanadu. She was 73 years old. Wall Street starting off the week with major indexes mixed. The Dow closing 29 points higher, the S&P falling 5, the NASDAQ ending the day 13 points lower. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Authorities in New Mexico are asking for the public's help as they investigate the deaths of 4 Muslim men.
Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller says New Mexico authorities are ramping up police presence at mosques during times of prayer while an investigation continues into the deaths of 4 Muslim men in the past 9 months. Investigators believe the deaths, which began in November, are related. 3 of the 4 men belong to the same mosque. The most recent killing happened on Friday night, shortly after the man had attended funeral services for 2 others killed in the past 2 weeks. All 4 of those killed are Muslim men of Pakistani or Afghan descent who lived in Albuquerque. State police, the FBI, and the U.S. Marshal Service are assisting with the investigation. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
California's last operating nuclear power plant could get a second lease on life. Pacific Gas and Electric decided 6 years ago to close its twin-dome Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant by 2025. But Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who is involved in the agreement to close the reactors, has prompted PG&E to consider seeking a longer lifespan. Newsom cites concerns about possible power shortages as the state transitions to solar and other renewable sources. Well, travelers experienced more delays and cancellations over the weekend.
More than 1,600 flights canceled Saturday and Sunday. 14,582 delays in that same time period. In fact, on Saturday, 41% of JetBlue's flights were canceled, 36% over at Southwest. Staffing shortage, severe summer storms. Consider the fact several airlines had already cut their summer schedules.
Fox's Cheryl Cassoni. The first of the cargo ships to leave Ukraine under a deal to unblock grain supplies and stave off a potential global food crisis arrived at its destination in Turkey today. The Turkey-flagged Plarnet docked carrying 12,000 tons of corn. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.